რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
19 საათია თბილისის დროით პირდაპირ ეთერში მუშაობას განაგრძობს რადიო თავისუფლება. მოესმენთ ახალი ამბების მორიგი გამოშვება, რომელსაც პრაღიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ. ევროკავშირი მიესალმება გაზის საკითხში კიევსა და მოსკოვს შორის შეთანხმების მიღწევას. ბრიუსელი არალეგიტიმურად მიიჩნევს სეპარატისტულ დონესკსა და ლუგანსკში არჩევნების ჩატარებას. თვითკვერი ტერორისტის მიერ მოწყობილ იერიშს ქაბულთან ახლოს 10 პოლიციელი და ჯარისკაცი შეეწირა. ირაკლი ალასანია დარწმუნებულია მისი თანამშრომლების უდანაშაულობაში. ევროკავშირის ლიდერები მიესალმენ შეთანხმებას, რომლის თანახმად რუსეთი აღადგენს ბუნებრივი აირის მიწოდებას უკრაინისათვის. ამასთან ევროკავშირის ლიდერებმა შეახსენეს ვლადიმერ პუტინს, რომ პრორუსული სეპარატისტების მიერ 2 ნოემბრისათვის დაგეგმილი არჩევნები აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში იქნება უკანონო. ვლადიმერ პუტინმა, უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ, გერმანიის კანცლერმა ანგელა მერკელმა და საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტმა ფრანსუა ოლანდმა წუხელ 4-მხრივი სატელეფონო საუბარი გამართეს მას შემდეგ, რაც რუსეთმა და უკრაინამ ხელი მოაწერეს შეთანხმებას, რაც 2015 წლის მარტამდე უკრაინისათვის ბუნებრივი არის გარანტირებულ მიწოდებას ითვალისწინებს. 6 უკრაინელი ჯარისკაცი დაიღუპა და დაახლოებით 10 დაიჭრა გამვლილი დღეღამის განმავლობაში. ამის შესახებ ინფორმაცია ქვეყნის თავდაცვისა და ეროვნული უშიშროების საბჭოს წარმომადგენელმა ვოლოდიმირ პალივიმ პრესკონფერენციაზე წაიკითხა, თუმცა მას არ დაუზუსტებია თუ რა ვითარებაში და სად დაიღუპნენ ჯარისკაცები. ვრცელდება ინფორმაციები ბრძოლების თაობაზე აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში, სადაც უკრაინის მთავრობისა და პროსლად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების სამხედრო ფორმირებებს შორის მიმდინარეობს შეტაკებები სექტემბრის დასაწყისში დადებული ზავის მიუხედავად. თვითმკვლელი მოიერიშის მიერ დანაღმული ავტომანქანით მოწყობილი აფეთქების შედეგად სუმცირე 9 კაცი დაიღუპა და კიდევ 20 მძიმედ დაიჭრა ავღანეთის აღმოსავლეთ ლოგარის პროვინციაში ქაბულთან ახლოს. პროვინციის გუბერნატორის დინ მუჰამად დარვიშის თანახმად დაღუპულთა შორის 6 პოლიციელი და 9 სამხედრო პირია. დანგრეულია აზრას რაიონში მდებარე მეჩეთი, დაზიანებულია რამდენიმე ახლომდებარე სახლი. ერაყში მობილიზებული ქურთული ფეშმერგას ძალები თურქეთის გზით სირიაში გადავიდნენ და შეუერთდნენ იმ ქურთულ ძალებს, რომლებიც ექსტრემისტული დაჯგუფება ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ აწარმოებენ ბრძოლებს ქალაქ კობანისათვის. 150 მებრძოლისაგან შემდგარი ფეშმერგას რაზმი 31 ოქტომბრის ღამით გადავიდა სირიაში მანქანებით, რომელსაც ასევე გადაჰქონდა მძიმე საბრძოლო შეიარაღება. სირიელმა ქურთებმა შეძლეს მოეგერიებინათ ექსტრემისტული ორგანიზაცია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს იერიშები და ამჟამად ქალაქის თითქმის ნახევარს აკონტროლებენ. ქალაქ კობანის ათასობით მცხოვრები, ისევე როგორც სხვა ადგილმოსავლი პირები, ამჟამად თურქეთს აფარებენ თავს. ირაკლი ალასანი აცხადებს, რომ მისი თანამშრომლების უდანაშაულობაში დარწმუნებულია და აპირებს, რომ ამ საკითხზე პრემიერ-მინისტრთან, პრეზიდენტთან და პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარესთან გამართოს შეხვედრა. ირაკლი ალასანიას განცხადებით, სასამართლო გამოძიების პროცესი უნდა წარიმართოს გამჭვირვალედ და პროცესების დაცვით.
ყველაფერი დასრულდება, ჩვენ ყველაფერს თავის სახელს დავარქვევთ და პასუხისგებლობა უკვე დადგება იმ პირების, ვინც შესაძლოა შეცდომაში შეეყვანა საზოგადოებას. გამოძიებას არავინ და არაფერი წინ არ უნდა აღუდგეს, სრული ჭეშმარიტება უნდა დადგინდეს. რა შეეხება აქვს თუ არ ამას პოლიტიკური სარჩული, ამაზე მოგვიანებით ვილაპარაკებთ.
თავმა პროკურატურამ თავდაცვის სამინისტროს რამდენიმე მაღალჩინოსანი 28 ოქტომბერს დააკავა. უწყების ინფორმაციით თანამდებობის პირებს ბრალად სახელმწიფო ბიუჯეტის კუთვნილი 4 მილიონი ლარის გაფლანგ გაედებათ სასამართლომ დაკავებულებს ორთვიანი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯა. ჩვენ შეგვიძლია ვეტოს დაძლევა ნებისმიერ დროს. ამის შესახებ საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა ტელემედიის გადაცემა რედაქციაში განაცხადა, რითაც საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობის მიერ ეგრეთ წოდებული ფარული მოსმენების გასაღების საკითხის გადავარდებასთან დაკავშირებით პრეზიდენტის შენიშვნების გაზიარებას გამოეხმაურა. თუმცა ღარიბაშვილის თქმით, პრეზიდენტის ვეტოს იგი არ უჭერს მხარს და აცხადებს, რომ მარგველაშვილის მაგივრად სხვანაირად მოიქცეოდა. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
In Indonesia, we say variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on the Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser. Welcome to another mountain stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. The rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. But we are not in the Mountain State tonight. We are on the shores of Lake Superior in Grand Marais, Minnesota, as guests of the North House Folk School. And this is our second show up here this year. It's always great to come up to this beautiful place, and we have a what I think is a great show for you. I believe you'll agree. One of our favorite guys, one of the best performers in the world, Mr. David Lindley, will be out during our next hour. Also, a band from right here in Minnesota, down in the Twin Cities, Pertnir Sandstone, will be out during the second hour. And one of our very, very favorite chanteuses, I don't know if it's chanteuses or what the plural is, but she is a wonderful singer, and you'll see that soon. Also, a keyboard player. She has a new record out there that is just exquisite. Her name is Judith Owen, and she'll be out a little later during this hour. Also, a good friend of ours who hadn't been around in way too long, so we're glad to have him back. Originally, he was born and raised right next door on a reservation over in Wisconsin. Mr. Bill Miller is here. But to start us out, this beautiful woman you see next to me, and she, believe it or not, started coming to Mountain Stage with a band from Indiana back in the late 80s, I believe it was. I know, it doesn't look, I couldn't believe it myself. I was thinking she must be a child singer because, you know, it's hard to believe we met her back then. She's done, since she left, did a couple of albums with that band, and then she went off on her own, has done 15 albums on her own, and been back many times to the Mountain Stage. She's traveled all over the world. Done music in India, done music in Europe and South America, and of course all around the United States. And her songs, like her voice, are deep and beautiful. She has a new album out there now called A Permeable Life, and also a book to go with it. I'll tell you more about that later. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Carrie Newcomer.
That we can never repay, and I believe there are some words that we can never unsay, and I don't know a single soul who didn't get lost along the way. And I believe in socks and gloves knit out of soft gray wool, and that there's a place in heaven for those who teach in public school. Yeah. And I know I got some things right, but mostly I'm a fool. I believe in a good strong cup of ginger tea and that shoots and roots will become a tree. All I know is I can't help but see all of this as so very holy. And I believe in jars of jelly put up by careful hands,
And I believe most folks are doing just about the best they can. And I know there are some things that I will never understand. Sound of your voice, and that a summer tomato is a cause to rejoice, and that following a song was never really a choice, never really. I believe in the kindness of strangers and the comfort of old friends. And when I close my eyes to sleep at night, that it's good to say amen. And I believe that life's comprised of smiles and sniffles and tears. And in an old coat that still has another good year. And I know that I get scared sometimes, but all I need is here. I believe in a good strong cup of ginger tea, and that all these shoots and roots will become a tree. All I know, so I can't help but see all of this as so very holy. I believe. I believe. I believe. I
thank you right away tonight. With playing piano tonight with me is Mr. Gary Walters. Well, it is great to be here in Grand Marais, and this is one amazingly beautiful place on the planet. Literally breathtakingly beautiful. But you guys, okay, you drive into town and you are welcomed by an enormous wooden head of a fish coming out of the middle of a building. And you just think, this place is wondrous. It's just awesome. So this song is on my new album. It's called A Light in the Window, and it's about seeing that light off in the distance, kind of set back off the road, that little bit of hope in the dark, you know? Like a star out in the cold, filled with people I'll never know. Who left a light in the window?
would I change if the choice were mine? I was doing the best I knew at the time. And every door that was opened and door that closed, all the things that made me grow, set me off down another road, off to look for a light, or a light in the window. Now the old has already passed away, but the new is too new to be born today. And so I'm throwing out seeds on the winter snow as the cold wind begins to blow. Standing here on a new threshold, I can see a light, there's a light in the window. With a thousand folds in the distance, I see it glow. There's a light, there's a light, there's a light in the window.
Do one more song for you. It is just a delight to be back on Mountain Stage. This is a national treasure. You know? So it's just great to be here and with Gary Walters. Next song, it's called Breathe In, Breathe Out, because sometimes you just have to.
Embrace it all and hold it close. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Let it go. To live is to love so many things. To fly on beautiful wax wings. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Let it go. Breathe in, breathe out. Let it go. Go. I held anger like a coal, a burning hot but not let go, with the thought that I could throw it at someone. Such a hard lesson to learn, my own hand is what got burned. I breathe it in and breathe
breathe it out, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go, let it go. Done, let it go. What is real is real. What we feel, and let it go. I saw one candle in the night become a thousand lights. Breathe it in, breathe it out, let it go. Life is fleeting, this I know, short and draped in marigolds. Breathe it in, breathe it out, let it go. Breathe out, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go.
Carrie Newcomer, along with Gary Walters on the piano. Carrie Newcomer. The new CD is called A Permeable Life on Available Light Records. And the accompanying book, she also just published a book called A Permeable Life, Poems and Essays. What a glorious voice she has. And she has been coming to visit us since the late 80s. I checked it out. The group was called Stone Soup back then, and she was with them for a little while before going out and making 15 solo albums. Carrie Newcomer, good to see her again. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey & Glasser, LLP, a law firm born in West Virginia with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, D.C., Boston, Alabama, Illinois, and Delaware, handling complex trials, appeals, and transactions nationwide. More information at BaileyGlasser.com. Additional support provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at CharlestonWV.com. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.
There are many ways to reach us here at the Mountain Stage. Our email is larry@mountainstage.org. You can also connect on Facebook. You can ask us anything on Tumblr and hear our Song of the Week on Stitcher. All of these links are at mountainstage.org. You can hear Mountain Stage guest performances, including songs that we don't have time to fit in the radio, online at NPR Music. That address is npr.org/mountainstage. Well, when I introduced everyone on the show, I mentioned what a great new recording Judith Owen has called Ebb and Flow, and she's made some fine records before us. This one is just, I think, exceptional. This time she decided to do a tribute to some of the music that really influenced her and so many of us, music from the late 60s and early 70s when the great pop singer-songwriters, Carole King's Tapestry, James Taylor's Sweet Baby James, Joni Mitchell's Blue, Jackson Brown's Running on Empty were on the radio. She's from Wales originally. Now she lives most of the time in California and travels a good bit. And I'll tell you after her set about a great Christmas show she's going to be doing this fall, so you might want to catch that. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Judith Owen.
Thank you so much. It is so wonderful to be back here. I hope you can all understand my accent. It's very clear and very pronounced. But I have to tell you, lovely people here at Grand Marais, that the best thing about being here is that it's not Texas. And anyway, people, that was just a gesture, not for radio, you understand. Why do I say such a cruel thing about those lovely, dull people? Well, it's a story of bitterness that I will open my little set here with. Because, you see, I am from London. I'm actually originally from Wales. I'm from London. This song I wrote in London because it was about meeting a Texan who lied to me and who I believed because I was lovesick. We all fall into this place of lovesickness. We wear rose-tinted glasses. We cannot see the truth. And he told me that Texas was a magical land. Where armadillos roamed free. And cowboys on white stallions were everywhere. Years later, with my actual husband, I drove across Texas, the 2 days it takes to cross Texas on the 10, and I realized that actually, in truth, in all honesty, it truly is an absolutely dreadful, dreadful place. Do I hear a yes, Grand Marais? But this is a song I wrote about lovesickness and how we lose our minds, even with a Texan. It can hurt for some honest affection. And couldn't understand how she could be so strong. But she cried inside with a little introspection. She said, you know, you gotta be the first to know when you are wrong. She met a stranger in strange circumstances. Took friends like they were long-lost friends. When he left, her heart was filled with eastern dances. And 2 days before her heart could strike a beat again. But I hear
inside her bright with a love like a new dear darling. Well, isn't it strange how much can change in such a little time? But I hear the weather's awful hard. If it was a desert, I would lie in the desert and send my emotions on a postcard. Awful hard. And if I was a lizard, I would lie on the desert and send my emotions on a postcard. I'd like to send my emotion. I'd like to send my emotions.
Thank you so much. But it's okay, because very soon after he dumped me, I met my real, the real love of my life, my now husband. Thank you so much. Good news travels far. And I went to live in California. I live between London and California, as Larry said. And when I met my husband, I was... Because when I met this Texan, I was quite an ill person. I was a bit of a mood-swinging woman. I hear you ask who this marvelous man with ridiculous beard is. I want to tell you, because all these years later, I find myself in a situation where I want to make a great record that features the people that I listened to as a kid, that my family and I listened to, and we're in the car, you know, on the car trip going everywhere. And we were listening to James Taylor and Carole King and Joni Mitchell. And so all these years later, I'm with my husband, and I've had a lot of work, and I'm a lot better, and I'm not so much of a mood swinger as I used to be when I lied and told my husband that I'd never had depression ever. Because women, we lie to get in the country. And so once I had done that... Don't worry, they're editing later, it's fine, this is okay. All these years later, I found myself in a situation where I really wanted to go to the Font and find these guys. So here is, let me introduce you, so proud to be on the stage with the man that I listened to and who had such an influence upon my writing, and that sound of Laurel Canyon in the 70s, Californian, Mr. Leland Sklar. So just cut to, I've just done this record in Sunset Sound, on Sunset, right by Laurel Canyon. I'm still in that frame of mind. I go back to London. I've made this incredible record that I'm so proud of with these amazing guys. And so Leland Sklar, Ross Kunkel, Waddy Wachtel, it's incredible. Yes, yes indeed. I'm very lucky and very pushy woman. And so...
Yeah.
It's a radio show, ladies and gentlemen. So so I go back to London, and I'm still in this Laurel Canyon, and I'm wearing, like, long, flowing dresses, and I'm really thinking that I'm still in the 70s, and it's fantastic, and I'm, like, you know, channeling it. And I go back to Britain, and the weather's very similar to it is here right now. And it all falls horribly to pieces. And I do this summer show, and I'm doing all these covers. People know me for covers. First one I ever did was Black Hole Sun. Oh, no, yeah, Black Hole Sun. And then I did Deep Purple. A Smoke on the Water as a bossa nova. I like to take highly testosterone songs. I like to take the cod out of the piece. And so with that, you're so slow in Grand Marais. I'm embarrassed you're even working with me now. So I decided I was going to
cover something that the Brits always wheel out for the 2 days of summer that we have. It's a song that's always brought out and then put away just before Slade comes out for Christmas. And it is Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime, but people, I couldn't just do a normal cover. I thought to myself, I asked this very important question. It's become my mantra. What would Joni do? Stretch right up, you can almost touch the sky. Where the weather is right, you've got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, and go out and see what you can find. If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, darling, do a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it in Italy by. 'Cause you're not bad, you're not dirty, darling. You're not a mean. You just love everybody and you do exactly what you feel. You go fishing, you go flying, sometimes you go swimming in the sea. You say the life's for living, life's for living. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's your philosophy. La 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 la. When the winter's here, darling, you feel just fine. Bring a bottle away your bright clothes, 'cause soon it will be summertime. 'Cause you're not bad, you're not dirty, darling. You're not me. Exactly what you feel. You go fishing, you go flying, and sometimes you go swim by the sea. You say the life's for living, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's your philosophy. In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up. Touch the sky when the weather is right. You got woman on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, and go out and see what you can find. Have a drink, have a drive, and go out and see what you can find. Have a drink, have a drive, and go. What you can find. So much, and everybody here at Mountain Stage for having me back. The fabulous Mr. Leland Sklar for coming here with me tonight.
when you go out afterwards, because we have to drive to Minneapolis tonight, and we're hoping not to hit any moose on the way. This is where Leland's beard comes in terribly useful. As he scares moose.
Not the beavers.
But not beavers. But outside in the merch area, there is a free and beautiful little download for every one of you in the summertime, as well as the CD. So thank you very much for being an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous audience. And we leave you with a little bit of Britain. In fact, London, because right about now, where it's still hanging on to summer, this is the sound you hear at night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. And take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. And blackbird, fly. And blackbird. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes, learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird singing in the dead of
Owen, along with Leland Sklar. That new CD that you heard several tunes from is called Ebb and Flow. Judith Owen. Yes, Judith Owen, originally from Wales and now dividing her time. And I told you I would tell you about her holiday tour. She'll be out along with her husband, Harry Shearer, and they're going to New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, New Orleans, and elsewhere doing a special show called Christmas Without Tears. And the money from that tour will go to museums and healthcare and mental health care programs. And there'll be a lot of guest stars, so check that out, Christmas Without Tears, Judith Owen and Harry Shearer and friends. And I mentioned all those records, Sweet Baby James and Tapestry, Joni Mitchell's Blue and Running on Empty. Lee played bass on all those records, as well as a whole lot more. So it's fun to have him up here with us in Grand Marais. We're going to end this hour
with a man who has been on the mountain stage quite a few times, starting way back in the 80s. So it's kind of old home week on the mountain stage this week. But he's born right near here. He's always came out to West Virginia because he's lived in Nashville for a while. But he was born and raised in northern Wisconsin on the Stockbridge-Munsee Reservation. He's a Mohican Indian. And he started out, like a lot of folks, playing rock and roll. He got a guitar when he was 12. Like a lot of people start playing rock and roll, you know, get excited. But then he heard a Pete Seeger concert, and it kind of turned him around a little bit, and he decided to go in a different direction. He won all the Native American Music Awards you can win. He also won 3 Grammy Awards in the Native American category. Yeah. He's asked the band to play with him, and he's about to go out right now to celebrate a new record that's a Johnny Cash tribute, the 50th anniversary of Johnny's record, Bitter Tears. It's called Look Again to the Winds, Bitter Tears. Make him welcome, if you would, Mr. Bill Miller.
Shut up, I've lived in Nashville now since 1985, and I never dreamed that I'd meet another Midwestern Yahoo like me, but I did, and his name was John Vesner, and he's a true... You know, like the Michigans, they got it good. They call themselves Youpers, Upper Peninsula, the Youper. He's like a Youper to me. And anyways, he's an incredible man, an incredible friend of mine. John and I, back in 1995, wrote a song together that's one of my favorite songs I've ever co-written with anybody in Nashville. Would you please welcome to the stage the guy who originated this deal right here, John Vesner, the man.
Parts over in Wisconsin. His latest project, three-time Grammy winner, his latest project is a Johnny Cash tribute, 50th anniversary of Bitter Tears. It's called Look Again to the Winds, Bitter Tears. They're going to be out touring with Bill and Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle, I think, Kris Kristofferson on that great project. Great to see Bill Miller again. I'd like to thank everyone here at North House Folk School,
the leader, Mr. Greg Wright, and also Jessa Frost, and all the staff. They're great folks, and we really enjoy working with them. And special thanks to Linda Kratt here at the Cook County CVB, Convention Visitors Bureau, for help bringing us up here to one of the most beautiful places in the world, Grand Marais, Minnesota. On the shores of Lake Superior. I'd like to say a special hello to you if you're listening right now over Iowa Public Radio, including WOI Ames in Des Moines, Iowa, and over WTIP Grand Marais, Minnesota. We hope that you will join us next week when our guests will be the Ducks, Blake Mills, Jill Barber, Curtis McMurtry, and Puss in Boots, a new addition to that. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.